One quarter remains, 8 minutes only between the Bad Axe Hutchinson and Greater Thumb West title. USA is trying to throw everything they've got at them to make that not a possibility. Bad Axe leads by 5 points, 38-33 over USA. And Bad Axe will actually inbound at midcourt to start this fourth quarter. John Messing, Tyler Morneau, Martin Messing, Andrew Sutton, and Mason Krug, starters out there for Bad Axe. For USA, Aaron Sines, Harrison Kramer, Macklin Gettle, Michael Kemp, and Isaiah Williamson. Tyler Morneau, top of the key, over to John Messing, left wing. To Martin Messing, Hatchett's looking calm and poised coming out of the quarter. Krug to Messing, left wing, just passing this one around. Trying to spread the wealth like Bernie Sanders. Into the corner, Mason Krug. One dribble back to Morneau. Thought about taking the three. Instead, he dribbles all the way into the paint. Over to Martin Messing, and we have a whistle before the shot on the floor. It'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against Michael Kemp. That's his fourth, and USA's third. Seven.
Play him with four. That's the strategy.
7.5 left in the fourth quarter. And Bad Axe's pass is thrown away. That's their seventh turnover tonight, and we have a whistle on transition. This will be a foul against Bad Axe, their fourth team foul, and the second against Martin Messick. Brody Wesolowski comes in and replaces Macklin Gettle for the Patriots. 7:27 left in the fourth. And it's a 5-point lead for Bad Axe, 38-33. USA with the ball, Aaron Sines across the timeline. Dribbling to his right to Isaiah Williamson at the elbow down to Michael Kemp. And this was kicked out of bounds.
It went through two wickets at least.
That one went through two sets of legs. That would have been a heck of a croquet shot. Unfortunately, we're playing basketball. Turnover for USA, their fourth of the evening.
1-3-1 zone.
Left wing, John Messing against Kramer. And we have a whistle. This is going to be a body foul against Harrison Kramer. That is his first and USA's fourth team foul. Bad Axe will get it near side of radio, left side, inbounded.
If that wasn't called, Aaron Sines was off for the races.
John Messing inbounds his brother, Martin, back to John. 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Martin Messing left wing into Morneau in the corner, being guarded closely by Macklin Gettle. To the left wing, John Messing dribbling. And goes to the air, and it's stolen by Brody Wesolowski. Left wing goes up for the shot. Count it and one. Brody Wesolowski gets the steal, gets the basket to count, and he's going for an old-fashioned three-point play. As the foul goes against John Messing, that's his second and team's fifth. 38-35, three-point ball game. Wesolowski with the free throw. Makes it a two-point ball game, 38-36. Bad Axe leading by 2 points. Morneau with 6 minutes and 45 seconds in the fourth quarter. Left wing, John Messing. Trying to get a screen for Morneau, nothing there. Against guarding him is Kramer. And we have a full timeout called by Bad Axe with 6:35 left in the fourth quarter on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities for 2016, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today, 989-872-3318.
Maddox coming out of a full timeout. Top of the key, John Messick leading by 2 points, 38-36 over USA. 6.5 to play in the fourth. Martin Messing to Andrew Sutton. Back out to John Messing to Clark Brady. Top of the key. Back to John Messing being guarded by Harrison Kramer. Hands it off to his brother Martin, and now back to Clark Brady. John Messing running the weave into the lane. Goes up for the layup. He is fouled on the way up. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul will go against Isaiah Williamson. That is his third and USA's fifth team foul. John Messing is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. He has 4 total points. 6:09 left in the fourth quarter. John Messing, last time these two teams played, had 12 points as he misses the first free throw. Tyree Morneau checks back in, replaces Mason Krug. 38-36, Maddox hanging on to a 2-point lead, 6:09 left in the fourth. Second free throw is up, and he made it. John Messing with 5 in this game.
Throw to Weslowski.
Weslowski takes the 3. Harrison Kramer gets the offensive board. Nowhere to go. Kicks it in the corner. Macklin Gettle for 3. No. Rebound. And this will go offensive rebound foul against Isaiah Williamson. That's his 4th. And team 6th.
Isaiah was over the back on that one. Easy one to call. Only 5:51 to go. There's a lot of time. You're down by 1 possession.
And USA is both big men with 4 fouls. Harrison Kramer sits down. Gage Lopez, Macklin Gettle, Brody Weslowski, Aaron Sines, and Isaiah Williamson out there for USA. And we have a whistle on the inbound pass, and this will go against Macklin Gettle. His 2nd, but more importantly, team 7th, so we walk the length of the court. In this sense, Tommy Morneau to the free throw line for 1-1. Not the man you want to foul 90 feet from the hoop.
No, especially when he didn't even have the ball. The ball was totally away from him. I don't know what was in his mind.
39-36, Maddox over USA with 5 minutes, 50 seconds left in regulation. First free throw is good, so he gets a 2nd.
More importantly, that makes it a 2-possession ball game right now.
Morneau has 15 points. He's 6 for 6 from the free throw line, and make that 7 for 7. 5-point lead, 41-36. Gage Lopez, left elbow to Macklin Gettle. Back to Aaron Sines, left wing, being guarded by John Messing. Head faking, now he goes to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Brody Weselowski to Gage Lopez, right wing. Over to the left wing, Macklin Gettle dives down the lane, goes up for the layup, and can't get it to fall. Isaiah Williamson cleans up the boards. He can't get that shot to fall, and Andrew Sutton brings in the rebound. That is Sutton's 10th rebound of the night.
That was a big stop by the Hatchets right there. See if they can go ahead and increase the lead.
And Morneau dives into the lane, and he draws the foul.
I think that's on Isaiah.
And that is Isaiah Williamson's 5th personal foul. I'm not taking sides here, but it looked like Williamson was just in the wrong spot at the wrong time. Free throw from Morneau. He missed it off the front of the iron. And now they're finally getting Williamson out of the game, despite already shooting a free throw.
Michael Kemp is coming in. Of course, Mike has
4 fouls. Four fouls. As well. 5:14 left in the fourth. 41-36. Morneau at the free throw line. Missed the first one, attempting his 2nd. And he made that one. 17 points for the senior Morneau. 42-36 out to a 6-point lead for the Hatchets. Gage Lopez, right wing, into the corner to Macklin Gettle. Dribbling against Morneau to the right wing into Kemp in the lane. And we have a whistle away from the ball. And it is a full timeout called by Mark Gainforth. We'll hang with you here on this timeout with 5:01 left. Maddox 42, USA 36. John Mooney, what is Mark Gainforth saying up for his squad?
Well, you got to get in the hands of your player. I mean, Aaron Sines has got to step up and be the man right now.